And there's a 19th bracha that was added later during the time of the early Christians. That bracha, Lamal Shinim, was added later. So we have 19 brachas, but we still call it the Shmoneh Esrei, the order of the 18 brachas. So that also was an accomplishment of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, to establish the Siddur, to establish the order of davening, of prayer, as we have it today. A third accomplishment of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola was the establishment of an educational system in Eretz Yisrael. Without belaboring the point, from time immemorial, the survival of the Jewish people is dependent upon knowledgeable Jews. And since when the people returned for the Second Temple, they were not, as I explained to you last week, they were not the elite of the Jewish people. The elite of the Jewish people stayed in Bovel for whatever valid or other reasons that they had. They stayed there. So therefore, the educational system by many of the Jews was not, A, not such a great necessity, and B, they were satisfied with an educational system that was at best mediocre. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdola were the ones that insisted upon the full gamut of the Jewish educational system, building strong schools, putting the emphasis on strong learning, and on the development of great Torah scholars, which they were able to do, and they were able to do so to the extent that the traditions of the entire Torah Shebaal Peh were preserved. A fourth great accomplishment has to do with the Jewish calendar. When the communists came to power in Russia in 1917, the first thing that they banned, even before they banned the Jewish prayer book, was the Jewish calendar. Because a Jew cannot be a Jew without having a calendar. That's why everybody sends out calendars. If you don't know when Yontiv is, if you don't know what the Cheshbon is, then you can't be a Jew. And the calendar was and remains the key. Now, the calendar is as follows. I'll discuss the calendar with you much later when we discuss how we came to our permanent system of the calendar today. But the calendar basically was decided by the Sanhedrin that met in Yerushalayim. What I mean decided, the Jewish calendar is built on the system of lunar months, and a lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days. It's 29 days, 11 hours, and 54 minutes. That's a lunar month, from the time the moon begins till the time that it ends, from when you just barely see it till you can barely not see it. That's the period of time. Well, 29 and a half days is not manageable in a calendar. So therefore, ideally, we have 6 months a year that are 30 days and 6 months a year that are 29 days. That in Hebrew is called mole and choser. A month that's mole, that's full, is 30 days long. A month that's choser, that is short, that's missing, is 29 days. However, if that's what makes the Jewish people what they are, is that there always is a however. I used to say there always is a but that's not classy enough. There's always a however. And the however is that the lunar calendar has 354 days in a year. The solar calendar has 365 and a quarter days in a year. Now, if you will not do anything, you'll just let the lunar calendar alone, it loses 11 and a quarter days every year. That means in 3 years it loses a month. In 6 years it loses 2 months. If you don't do anything, then Pesach will end up in February and January and December.